Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Well, this week we're going to start off with audio-described performances. Coming up on Sunday, August 28th, it's Memphis, Raleigh Little Theater at 3 o'clock. Explosive dancing, irresistible songs, and a thrilling tale of fame and love. Inspired by actual events about a white radio DJ who wants to change the world and a black club singer who is ready for her big break. Come along on their incredible journey to the ends of the airwaves. That's Sunday, August 28th at Raleigh Little Theater, Memphis, 3 o'clock. Tuesday, September 20th, it is Detroit 67. This is Playmakers Repertory Theater, Chapel Hill, at 7:30. 1967, the world is shifting for two siblings running an after-hours joint to make ends meet. Tensions mount when dreams diverge. Their tight-knit community is threatened by an outsider, and the streets erupt in violence in this riveting new play set to a driving Motown beat. This powerful, tuneful drama about a family caught in an explosive moment in American history contains adult language and themes that make it most appropriate for patrons 14 and older. Sunday, October 2nd, it's Mothers and Sons, Raleigh Little Theater at 3, a powerful contemporary drama. A woman pays an unexpected visit to the New York apartment of her late son's partner. He is now married to another man and has a young son. This mother is challenged to face how society has changed around her. Generations collide as she revisits the past and begins to see the life her son might have led. Sunday, October 9th, Skylight, Burning Coal Theater at 2. Tom is a middle-aged businessman at the top of his game, confident, cocky, ready to take on the world. Kira is a young woman living in the low-rent district, teaching low-income students who could care less. Years after an impassioned, turbulent affair, Tom crashes back into Kira's life. His wife has died, and he wants Kira back. This is at Murphy School Auditorium, Polk Street in Raleigh, Sunday, October 9th. Also on Sunday, October 9th, audio-described performances, Oklahoma. Carrie Players, Carrie Arts Center at 3. The musical is based on Lynn Riggs' 1931 play, Green Grow the Lilacs, set in Oklahoma Territory outside the town of Claremore in 1906. It tells the story of cowboy Curly McLean and his romance with farm girl Lori Williams. A secondary romance concerns cowboy Will Parker and his flirtatious fiancée, Adu Annie. Saturday, October 22nd, Nickel and Dimed. This is a Justice Theater project in Raleigh at 2 p.m. An additional note, Durham Performing Arts Center, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a 2-week advance notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. All right, let's take a look at the rundown of music festivals coming up soon. August 25th through the 27th, it is the Clear Mountain View Music Festival. This is in the Polkville-Lawndale area. The festival offers a weekend full of music on two stages, plus camping, vendors, and a sugarcane field sculpture, all on a fourth-generation family farm. It is the fifth year for this event. Festival site is Elliott Family Farms. August 26 and 27, Jam in the Trees. This is in Black Mountain. The festival debuts this year as a celebration of authentic roots music, community, and philanthropy. A portion of the proceeds will go to a local not-for-profit, Wild Forests and Fauna. The festival site is Pisgah Brewing. August 26th through the 28th, 3 days of light gathering. This is in Old Fort. The 3DL Festival bills itself as part retreat, part festival, part summer camp, part Earth School. The festival site is Camp Greer. August 27th, after a long time off, Emerald Isle Beach Music Festival. Again, August 27th. This is at Western Regional Beach Access. September 2nd and 3rd, the Smoky Mountain Folk Festival in Lake Junaluska. The festival presents traditional Southern Appalachian music and dance by regional fiddlers, banjo players, string bands, ballad singers, buck dancers, and square dance teams. The festival site is Stewart Auditorium, Lake Junaluska Conference and Retreat Center. 2nd through the 4th of September, Happy Valley Old Time Fiddlers Convention. This is Lenore at the resting place of Tom Dooley's lamented victim, Laura Foster. Musicians and music lovers gather each Labor Day weekend to pay homage to the legends and stories of the Yadkin River Valley. Festival site is the Jones Farm. September 3 and 4, John Coltrane International Jazz and Blues Festival in High Point. The Labor Day weekend festival is sponsored by the Friends of John Coltrane, which works to preserve and celebrate the life and music of Coltrane and to enrich the lives of others through the introduction of jazz and other musical genres. The festival site is Festival Park in High Point. Also September 3rd and 4th, African American Cultural Festival of Raleigh and Wake County. This is in Raleigh, of course. The annual Labor Day weekend festival celebrates African American culture through art, music, dance, food, and community. Local and national musical acts are presented each day on the main stage, in addition to a juried art gallery, craft and food vendors, educational and hands-on activities in the family village, and more. Festival site is City Plaza, Fayetteville Street. Finally, September 3rd and 4th, Prog Day in Chapel Hill. The intimate festival of progressive rock music features artists from all over the world. The festival embraces a Friday night pre-show at Local 506 in Chapel Hill, which is open to all ages. The festival site, Storybrooke Farm and Local 506. September 4th, New River Blues Festival. This is in Grassy Creek. A Sunday afternoon in the mountains with acclaimed artists performing in a picturesque setting on the banks of the New River. The festival site is Riverhouse Country Inn. September 8th through the 10th, Music Fest at Blue Bear Mountain in Todd. The campground-based show features side-by-side stages. Attendance is limited to 500 people. Festival site is Blue Bear Mountain Campground. And finally, September 9th and 10th, Camp Juju and Snow Camp. Juju Guru's two nights of music from 14 bands, camping, and fellowship include theme nights for a black party, dress in black, and Hawaiian Tiki, and the Safety Third Show Sideshow Act. Food vending will be provided by Little Creek Vineyard. Festival site, Little Creek Vineyard and Music. And I forgot, September 9th and 10th, Bull Durham Blues Festival in Durham. Of course, this festival has changed repeatedly over 25 years, but has returned to its usual format of presenting blues and R&B acts in an auditorium show on Friday night, followed by an outdoor festival on Saturday. This is at Haytide Heritage Center and Durham Central Park. Okay, moving on to some of our amphitheaters in the area. We'll start with Coca Booth in Cary. Coming up August 31st, that's a Wednesday, Grass Cats, Picking in the Pines series. Also Picking in the Pines series, Wednesday, September 7th, it is Swift Creek. Saturday, September 10th, WUNC's 40th anniversary celebration. Wednesday, September 14th, ZZ Top with special guest Government Mule. Thursday, September 15th, The Lumineers, the Cleopatra World Tour. Saturday, September 17th, the Dragon Boat Festival, 9 o'clock. It's free. That's 9 a.m. Wednesday, September 21st, the Johnny Folsom Four and Patsy Cline tribute. Once again, part of the Pickin' in the Pines series. Friday and Saturday, September 23rd and 24th, it is Triangle Oktoberfest at Cocobooth Amphitheater. Wednesday, September 28th, Garrett Newton Band with the String Peddlers. Wednesday, October 5th, Acoustic Manor. And Friday, October 7th, Alabama with the Charlie Daniels Band. At Red Hat, Thursday, August 25th, Rick Springfield with Night Ranger and the Romantics. Saturday, August 27th, Goo Goo Dolls and Collective Soul. Friday, September 9th, Hopscotch with Erica Badu and Gary Clark Jr. Friday, September 16th at Red Hat Amphitheater, Boney James with special guest Damian Escobar. Saturday, September 24th, Ben Rector. Friday and Saturday, September 30th and October 1st, of course, the IBMA Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. Tuesday, October 4th, Disturbed Chevelle. Friday, October 7th, Chance, the Rapper. And at the Walnut Creek Amphitheater, Thursday, August 25th, Brantley Gilbert and Aaron Lewis. Friday and Saturday, September 2nd and 3rd, Luke Bryan, Little Big Town, and Dustin Lynch. Saturday, September 10th, Darius Rucker, Dan and Shay, and Michael Ray. Wednesday, September 14th, Hart, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts, and Cheap Trick. Sunday, September 18th, Brad Paisley, Tyler Farr, and Maddie and Tay. And finally, at Walnut Creek, Friday, September 30th, Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett, and 1,000 Horses. Oak City 7 and Pickin' in the Plaza series is just a little bit left. For the Pickin' in the Plaza series, August 25th, it's Christiane and the Strays and Fireside Collective. And for Oak City 7, the final, if finale, is September 1st. The Soul Psychiatric celebrates the life and music of Prince, Captain and the Keels, and Louder Still. Holly Springs Cultural Center has a few items coming up soon. Saturday, September 17th, it's Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. Friday, September 23rd, Clean Comedy Series presents James Gregory. Saturday, September 24th, from the 60s, The Box Tops. Friday, September 30th, Holly Springs Community Band. Friday, October 21st, it is The Letterman. Carolina Puppet Theater also has some shows coming up. September 20th, Teddy Bear Month, and October 4th and 18th, Halloween Month. American Tobacco's Back Porch Music on the Lawn series continues through September 8th. All concerts start at 8 and are held on the historic campus's interior quad. August 25th, it's the Gibson Brothers with Hank Patty and The Current. And then on September 8th, it closes out with Dom Fleming's duo with the South Carolina Broadcasters. Of course, the Hopscotch Music Festival coming up soon, September 8th through the 10th in downtown Raleigh. With more than 140 bands over 3 days, Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. Erica Badu and Beach House are among the 120 acts performing during Hopscotch. Badu will be joined by Gary Clark Jr. at Red Hat Amphitheater on Friday, September 9. It's the first time the amphitheater has been a venue during this festival. This year's City Plaza headliners will be Wolf Parade and Y Oak on Thursday, September 8th, and Beach House, Anderson Pack, and the Free Nationals and the Dead Tongues on Friday, September 9th. And on Saturday, September 10th, Sylvan Esso, Vince Staples, and Tushka will perform at the venue. As mentioned previously, IBMA's Wide Open Bluegrass in Raleigh, appearing at the downtown Raleigh's Red Hat Amphitheater, September 30th through October 1st, will be a lineup featuring the usual cast of IBMA regulars, including Del McCurry and the Steep Canyon Rangers, rising through breakthrough acts Becky Buller, Darren, and Brooke Aldridge. Chief among the latter is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on a 50-year anniversary tour that draws heavily from their 1972 cross-generational landmark album, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? The Bluegrass Ramble nightclub shows feature 30 bands, including four from North Carolina. Switching gears to events at North Hills in North Raleigh, the next Midtown Bluegrass concert is set for September 18th. That's from 2 to 6 at Midtown Park. We've got the Friday night tributes that have returned to North Hills. August 26th, The Return is a Beatles tribute. September 2nd, Crucial Fire is Bob Marley tribute. September 9th, it's Trial by Fire, Journey tribute. September 16th, One Hit Wonders. September 23rd, Rumors, a Fleetwood Mac tribute. September 30th, 20 Ride, a Zac Brown Band tribute. And October 7th, Clash of the Decades, 80s versus the 90s. We've got the 10th Annual North Carolina Hot Sauce Contest coming up Saturday, September 10th in historic downtown Oxford. The contest brings thousands of people to Oxford to interact with friends, merchants, fans, artisans, and vendors. An estimated 15,000 people were at last year's event. Let's take a look at a rundown of some of the North Carolina festivals coming up. August 25th through the 27th, Winterville Watermelon Festival. August 27th, Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival, Cary. Bessemer City Community Concert and Cruising is also on the 27th. September 1st, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. September 2nd, it's Best Bushkers Bash, First Friday in Salisbury, and First Friday on the Lawn in Wilson. Then September 2nd through the 5th, North Carolina Apple Festival in Hendersonville, Matthews Live Festival, and the Canton Labor Day Festival. September 3rd and 4th, the Tima Fest in Laurinburg. September 5th, City of Asheboro Summer Concert Series. September 9 and 10, Indian Summer Festival in Hertford. Beak Week, Goldsboro Poultry Festival, and the historic Morganton Festival. And September 10th, Bush Hill Heritage Festival in Archdale, Leland Founders Day, North Carolina Hot Sauce Contest in Oxford, and Locust Movie Night. Good Nights Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh, coming up August 25th through the 27th. It is John Reap. John made a huge name for himself when he became the winner of NBC's Last Comic Standing, Season 5. August 31st at Goodnight's, Tone Bell. September 1st through the 4th is Arnez J. September 8th through the 10th, Gary Gulman. September 15th through the 18th, it is Tony Arock. And a special note, you may want to research the type of material offered by a particular performer just in case it is not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are 18 plus. Coming up at Durham Performing Arts Center, Friday, September 9th, Weird Al Yankovic. Saturday, September 10th, Seven Things I've Learned, An Evening with Ira Glass. Sunday, September 11th, Leon Bridges. Tuesday through Sunday, September 13th through the 18th, Kinky Boots. Wednesday, September 21st, Amos Lee. Amos Lee's recently released new single, Vaporize, is his first release from his forthcoming sixth full-length album. Vaporize indicates a distinct musical evolution for the critically acclaimed Philadelphia singer and songwriter, driven by expansive production, elegant keys, and his unmistakable soulful delivery. The song immediately enchants and signals a bright new chapter for Lee. Sunday, September 25th, it is Il Divo at DPAC, the Amor and Passion Tour. Tuesday, September 27th, for the kids, Peppa Pig Live. The Peppa Pig Live stage show is based on Entertainment One's top-rated TV series, which airs daily on Nick Jr. Thursday, October 6th, is Anthony Hamilton. Friday, October 7th, Three Doors Down. Three Doors Down has been active since the release of their new studio album, Us and the Night, staging headline appearances along festivals that include Fort Rock, Welcome to Rockville, Carolina Rebellion, and others. Saturday, October 8th, it is Disney Live, Mickey and Minnie's Doorway to Magic. Sunday, October 9th, it is John Anderson, Trevor Rabin, and Rick Wakeman, ARW, an evening of Yes Music, and more. Tuesday, October 11th through Sunday, October 16th, it is Rent. Tuesday, October 18th, Love Jones, the musical. Thursday, October 20th, Neil deGrasse Tyson. It's a sold-out show. Friday, October 21st, Trailer Park Boys. October 25th through the 30th, Fun Home Musical. And then it's Bob Dylan coming back to the Triangle. The 75-year-old rock icon, or I should say folk rock icon, he's performing on November 4th at DPAC. Bob Dylan, November 4th. Switching gears to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts through August 28th, it's the Million Dollar Quartet, which is part of Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night series at Kennedy Theater. Saturday, August 27th, Edward Lewis's ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, September 2nd, Labor Day weekend, Laugh-a-Palooza. This is at Memorial Auditorium, 7:45. September 8th through the 10th, select hopscotch concerts at Memorial Auditorium and Fletcher Opera Theater. Tuesday, September 13th, Ben Folds and a Piano. September 15th through October 2nd is L'Amour, Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater. Claude Debussy's iconic L'Amour, with all the dynamic energy and imagery of the sea, serves as the latest musical inspiration for choreographer-in-residence Zalman Raphael. September 16th and 18th, Das Rheingold, North Carolina Opera at Mamandi Concert Hall. Friday, September 23rd, Hannibal Buress, Bob Nocek presents LLC Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, September 23 and 24, Rachmaninoff's Piano Concert No. 1, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Mamandi Concert Hall, and that's at 8 o'clock both nights. Saturday, September 24th, Legends of Southern Hip Hop. September 29th through October 1st, select performances in connection with the IBMA International Bluegrass Music Association events. Saturday, October 1st, North Carolina Symphony Special, Mamandi Concert Hall. Friday and Saturday, October 7 and 8, Dvorak's Symphony No. 5, North Carolina Symphony at Mamandi Concert Hall. Performances at noon and 8 p.m. on Friday and at 8 p.m. on Saturday. October 13th through the 30th, it is Don Quixote, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. And you know there have been newspapers to do stories on the best way to pronounce that last name. I've probably murdered it several times. Once again, October 13th through the 30th, Don Quixote, Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, October 14th, Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. Friday and Saturday, October 14 and 15, Blockbuster Film Scores, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series, Mamandi Concert Hall, and that's at 8 o'clock both nights. Okay, moving to the Carolina Theater in Durham, Friday, August 26th, Beautiful Exchange Musical. Friday, September 9th, it is Sam Bush. Thursday and Friday, September 15 and 16, it is comedian Bill Burr. Burr is one of the top comedic voices of his generation, achieving success in TV and film, as well as the live stage. Friday, September 23rd, Squirrel Nut Zippers. Saturday, September 24th, Enter the Realm Tour. This is with Tasha Page Lockhart, Demore Johnson, and Latisse Crawford. Thursday, October 6th, Julie Fowlis, Music of the Scottish Isles. Friday, October 7th, it is Kathleen Madigan, the Mermaid Lady Tour. Over Madigan's 25-year career, she has performed on nearly every late-night show ever made. Leno, Letterman, Conan, Ferguson, and Ron White's Salute to the Troops on CMT. Wednesday, October 12th, it is the Wood Brothers. Saturday, October 15th, the Chick Corea Electric Band. Sunday, October 16th, Henry Rollins. When Henry Rollins and his spoken word tour stops in Durham, fans can expect Henry to mix timely commentary on the current state of politics with antidotes on his latest L.A. experiences. Friday, October 21st, it is the Mavericks. Wednesday, October 26th, Bianca Del Rio. Thursday, October 27th, it is Criminal, a podcast. Saturday, October 29th, Tower of Power. Since the beginning, Tower of Power has never stopped touring and recording. Always in demand, the band never fails to entertain and amaze their fans. Tower is truly blessed to have a dedicated following that often travels to see the band, and in many cases, fans will plan their vacation or work schedule around the appearance of Tower of Power. And then there's Tuesday, November 1st, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, a presentation of the Arts and Discovery series. Shows are at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.